is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Peter Pry, and we're going to be talking about the very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack on America. Now, most Americans certainly are primarily focused at the present time on what happened last week, the unfolding of the bombing in Boston, three people killed, 175 people wounded, another police officer killed, another one wounded after that. A terrible, terrible tragedy. Of course, we seldom, if ever, talk about the 70,000, more than 70,000 innocent civilians over in Syria who've been killed there as a result of the funding of the terrorist movement, the Al-Qaeda, and the radical Islamic radicals there that are trying to overthrow the existing Syrian government. And, of course, we are on the side of those people trying to overthrow the Syrian government. We seldom talk about that. And we certainly seldom talk about the very real threat to America from an electromagnetic pulse attack. But it's not an imaginary threat. It's a very real threat. And with us, certainly, Dr. Peter Pry, certainly has been 30 years from Washington, D.C. He's 10 years working for the CIA, a number of years, certainly, in the chief counsel for the Congressional Commission that studied the threat of an EMP attack. And rather than hear me talk about it, let's get Dr. Pry to talk about it and explain to us the background of his experience on the commission, what he found after almost 10 years of working and studying the threat of an EMP attack, and what that means to you out there in the audience today. Thank you very much for being with us, Peter.
Well, thank you for having me.
Why don't you just pick up the story and you just tell the background and then why we should be concerned?
Sure. I spent my whole professional life studying various weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons, chemical, biological. And of all those weapon systems threats, the one I'm most concerned about, the one my colleagues are most concerned about, is the threat from an electromagnetic pulse.
Can you just speak up just a little bit louder?
Yes. Now, an electromagnetic pulse, or an EMP, can be caused by a nuclear weapon detonated at high altitude of the United States, at altitude of 30 kilometers or above. You basically wouldn't feel any thermal effect or radiation, or blast effect. You might not even know that the nuclear detonation had occurred if it was a cloudy day. At an altitude of over 400 kilometers over the center of the United States, you almost certainly wouldn't know or hear a sound or anything like that. But the nuclear weapon detonated at that altitude would generate a powerful electromagnetic pulse, which is like a super energetic radio wave, harmless to people, passed harmlessly through people's bodies, but would connect into electronics, destroy and burn out electronics, black out the electric grid, and all the critical infrastructure, which depend directly or indirectly upon electricity, communications, transportation, business and finance, even food and water. All of these things sustain our modern civilization and the lives of 300 million Americans.
Well, is this actually what the Congressional Commission found? I mean, you must have had extensive testimony by scientists and others. Is this what they concluded after extensive study?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, we already knew this before the commission was established. The effects of EMP have been known for many years, for decades, in fact, since we first discovered the phenomenon in 1962 during the Starfish Prime nuclear test. Mission found if what wasn't known.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Certainly, we're ahead of the. He was one of the chiefs in charge of the Congressional Commission. He was on the staff of this Congressional Commission that actually investigated the threat of an EMP attack. Was it almost 10 years? How long were you there?
Yes, almost 10 years.
All right, 10 years. And basically, of course, he was really pointing out that basically you don't have to have a sophisticated nuclear weapon. You just need to get it up maybe 400 kilometers, 300-400 kilometers, set it off. And basically there are specific types of thermonuclear weapons or nuclear weapons that can specifically work more efficiently, but almost any nuclear weapon, even a very primitive one, can create an EMP attack, and they would simply destroy our electronic grid. So the Peter is talking about the fact that we are a million times more susceptible now because of our total dependence upon electronics. And certainly so much of our electronics and our computer technology would be susceptible to this. The old-fashioned, certainly, tubes were not susceptible, but the new microelectronics and computers are highly susceptible to this. We know that certainly the Iranians and the North Koreans have actually written about their intent to utilize an electromagnetic pulse on America. We know that the Iranians have actually practiced this from shipboard in the Caspian Sea, and they've actually put up conventional missiles, you know, hundreds of miles above the surface, practicing this. And those people who have analyzed this say, look, the only reason that they're practicing this is they are intent upon creating an electromagnetic pulse attack on America. Would that be a fairly good summary of what you just said?
Yes, yes. And they have actually written about attacking the United States with EMP as well.
All right, you go right ahead. I would simply ask before we went to the break, wouldn't it be possible for Iran to actually buy a nuclear weapon? Since they only need one, they could either get it from Pakistan or North Korea. Would that be a possibility?
Not only is it a possibility, but Reza Khalili, who has been the most successful CIA operative ever to penetrate the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, retains excellent connection with those who are sympathetic to the West, who are still in Iran. Reza reports that has reported in the press, that Iran did in fact acquire several tactical nuclear weapons, including a neutron warhead from Russia, and so that Iran, according to Reza Khalili, already has nuclear weapons that it purchased from has been given by a foreign state, in this case the Russian.
But basically we never hear about this through the regular channels. I mean, what we're talking about is the threat to America that could totally destroy the infrastructure of this country. If this is true, why have we never heard of it?
Well, I don't know. The commission has tried for 10 years to draw attention to this. There were congressional hearings on it. There has been at least one National Geographic documentary describing the nuclear EMP attack, as well as the natural EMP threat, which we haven't talked about yet. There have been a number of articles. I've written a couple of books on this topic. Nonetheless, the mainstream media does appear to ignore it, and I've got my own theories about why that is. One of the reasons is because the administration, as we can see in the case of North Korea, wants to live in this fantasy world that we don't really face a nuclear threat, for example, from North Korea. And if we don't face a nuclear threat from North Korea, which has after all, conducted three successful nuclear tests and has orbited a satellite, and the Defense Intelligence Agency has publicly assessed that North Korea actually has nuclear missiles now, but the White House denies that. The White House disagrees with its own Defense Intelligence Agency and says, we assess that they don't have nuclear missiles yet. So the deep denial behavior here from the Obama administration is even North Korea's nuclear threat. Now, Iran hasn't conducted any nuclear tests yet, and they're even more anxious to deny a nuclear threat from Iran. They claim that Iran isn't near the red line, that they're a year or more away, and that the pathway of negotiations, sanctions, claim the China card against North Korea and the Russia card against Iran, that will work and we get both of these states to not have nuclear weapons. That's the foreign policy of the Obama administration. And I think that the administration is so wedded to that idea, so desperate to avoid confronting the reality of a now nuclear weapon state in North Korea and soon to be nuclear weapon state in Iran, that they would rather have this live in this fantasy world, much as Neville Chamberlain lived in a fantasy world about Hitler not being a threat to world peace in 1938, rather than confront that reality. And the mainstream media, I mean, I think everybody knows, just carries water for the administration and tries to reinforce the administration's point of view. It doesn't exist as a objective, critical watchdog anymore, but it's a lapdog that basically mimics whatever line the administration wants it to say. And so the mainstream media, whether it's television or the major newspapers, tend not to report on the EMP threat or other threats, for that matter, or compelling evidence that Reza has been revealing in WorldNet Daily quite regularly. A few weeks ago, he actually put out a videotape of satellite imagery of a brand new, newly discovered, previously unknown, Iranian underground facility for building nuclear weapons. This is the third new, previously unknown nuclear facility that's been discovered in several years. When our intelligence is so bad on the Iranian nuclear weapons program, how can the Obama administration be so confident that they haven't crossed the red line?
Well, I think I would simply say to our listeners, go to WorldNet Daily. Jill Farrow, I think, is doing a great job of bringing the information you're not going to get to the regular channels. And basically, certainly Joe has covered a great deal of this. He has a number of editorials written by, well, one of them, Michael Maloof, who actually spent 30 years in the Defense Department. He actually, when he retired, he was a senior analyst reporting directly to the Undersecretary of Defense. And basically, if you read Michael Maloof's articles, he will tell you that there is a very real threat. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very real threat, and it certainly is not being discussed. But he is, if you haven't read his book, A Nation Forsaken, we do carry the book. We carry a number of his essays. And he is frightened to death, talking to him. My impression is frightened to death at the very real prospect of an electromagnetic pulse attack on America, which would be very easy to carry out, either for Iran or for North Korea or for Venezuela or for Russia or China. We wouldn't even necessarily know who would launch the attack. But you go right ahead and pick up the story there, Peter.
Sure. And aside from Michael's excellent articles and his excellent book, there's also the EMP Commission report, 2004 and 2008, plus several other major U.S. government reports that all came to the same conclusion by the Department of Energy, by the U.S. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, by the Strategic Posture Commission, and other congressional commissions that independently re-examined this question. I think EMP has been the most studied to death threat there is, and yet the government has failed to do anything about it, and it is also the least known threat. The good news, let me talk about the natural EMP threat now for a little bit. We've talked about the nuclear one from rogue state terrorists. The sun, too, can pose an EMP threat. The sun puts out coronal mass ejections, sometimes called solar flares. And these solar flares can strike the Earth's magnetosphere. And, in fact, this happens every year. And geomagnetic storms are a regular occurrence in nations of high northern latitudes. It caused problems with communication, satellite, and electric power grid. Normal geomagnetic storms tend not to have catastrophic consequences, although they can have quite serious consequences. In 1989, for example, there was a storm called the Hydro-Quebec storm that knocked out half the electricity in Canada, the eastern half of Canada, and caused billions of dollars worth of damage. It wasn't a catastrophe, however. It was just a disaster. It didn't kill many people, and it was restored after a few days. The damage was recovered. But this was a run-of-the-mill, normal kind of geomagnetic storm. Now, one of the things the EMP Commission found is that every now and again, every century or so, there's a thing called a great geomagnetic storm, or geomagnetic superstorm, some people call it. It's like a hurricane in space, where you get an extraordinarily energetic solar flare that will strike the magnetosphere with such force that it will cause a catastrophic electromagnetic pulse, more powerful in terms of its extent than a very powerful nuclear weapon. And in fact, it would cause electric grids to collapse everywhere worldwide. The last such geomagnetic superstorm was called the Carrington event. It happened in 1859. Now, fortunately, back in those horse and buggy days, civilization didn't depend on electricity. But the primitive electric systems of the time, were widely disrupted. Fires broke out at telegraph stations. The transatlantic cable, which had just been laid, the pulse was so powerful it reached down into the depths of the Atlantic Ocean and burned it out. Forest fires occurred worldwide wherever there were telegraph lines that burst into flame. Now, something like that happening today against our modern microelectronic civilization. The way to think about this is, electronics, electric grid, is to our civilization what aqueducts, Rome, roads were to the Roman Empire. Classical civilization of the Roman world couldn't exist without the aqueduct road system. We can't exist without our electric grid. When they collapse, everything goes with it. Our ability to support our large population depends on these electric. We're very concerned about the recurrence of one of these geomagnetic superstorms. Because
I'm going to have to interrupt you there. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Peter Pry right here at Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do unto self. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Basically, of course, you can have either a electromagnetic attack, certainly using a nuclear device, or you can have a solar storm. And these solar storms come about every 100 years. The last one was in 1859, the last severe one. And basically, it involved, of course, the telegraph lines that existed at that time, and forests caught on fire because telegraph lines were going to them. Telegraph offices burst into flames, and this was a disaster. Of course, we weren't dependent upon electricity at that time, and they were able to get things under control. But of course, there were serious consequences because of the last major so-called Carrington effect that we had in 1859, and were long overdue for another major solar storm. And basically, they come about every 11 years, but never to that effect as they were in 1859. We've had a few others, certainly. But there was one in Ontario, and certainly it created problems there for a few weeks, but eventually they got it taken care of, and it was fairly local. But basically, right now, every 11 years, we're susceptible to electromagnetic storms, and they could very well occur in 2012 and 2013. This cycle, this 11-year cycle, ends the end of this year, but certainly we should be wary about this very real threat. Certainly, Dr. Fry was saying that in 2010, why Henry Waxman is certainly one of the most liberal of all the congressmen, but he tried to get something through called the Grid Act to protect America from the threat of electromagnetic attack and other things that you could do. And there was almost unanimous support from both the liberals and conservatives, the Democrats and Republicans, to do something in 2010. After the vote was taken, what happened?
Well, actually, it wasn't almost unanimous. It was unanimous. Every single member supported it, and it passed by unanimous consent and went to the Senate. But then one senator tabled the vote so that it couldn't come up for a vote for political reasons. I don't think that senator was really against the bill. Well, perhaps the senator was. But there were ulterior political reasons for that senator opposing it, and it stopped the bill. Anyway, what happened then is that when the Republicans took over the House, they tried again. This time, Trent Frantz, one of the most conservative members of the House, introduced a bill called the SHIELD Act, which was very similar to Mr. Waxman's bill. And again, it garnered virtually unanimous support. You know, Mr. Waxman supported the Franks bill now, and they endeavored to try to get it through. But one member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and I will say who it is, people deserve to know who's putting their life at risk, a gentleman named Fred Upton, who is still the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and who is heavily indebted to the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, the lobby for the electric power industry. He owed them heavily because they contributed to his reelection campaign. He has blocked the SHIELD Act for 2 years and has not let it come out of his committee to put it to a vote. If it was put to a vote, because I have polled virtually all the members of that committee, everyone but Fred Upton would vote for it. But the chairman, he's the chairman, they have immense power, he won't let it come up for a vote. So that's how broken Washington is. In some respects, it's a heartening story because of the strong bipartisan support that Democrats and Republicans are capable of closing ranks, try to support something that is so important to the survival of our nation. But on the other hand, it's also just so disheartening to see that one well-placed congressman or one well-placed senator basically can be purchased by a lobbying organization, and this bipartisan support basically is meaningless.
I think it's so important that people understand that we're talking about the very survival of America. What are the casualty figures that have been estimated? You were in charge of that commission, congressional commission. What is the danger to life in America should there be an EMP attack on the United States?
Well, given our current state of utter unpreparedness, if there was a nuclear EMP attack or if there was a natural EMP event, the Congressional EMP Commission estimated within a year of that event, about two-thirds of our national population, 200 million Americans, would die of starvation, disease, and societal collapse. So basically, it's sort of a high-tech way of killing people the old-fashioned way. And the reason for this is not hard to see. The only reason that our nation supports the large population it has, 300 million people, is because of technology. Our ability to produce food in great quantities, transport that food to markets into our cities, the ability to store food in vast regional warehouses that are equipped with refrigeration and temperature control systems. All of these things depend directly or indirectly on the electricity and the electric grid.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Dr. Peter Pry, and who actually for a number of years was in charge of the commission. He was on this, senior executive on this commission, or what was your official title there on the Congressional Commission on EMP attacks?
Well, Dr. Graham ran it in a very collegial way, but there were basically commissioners and then professional staff, and I was professional staff, but I basically served as his right hand and interfaith did a lot of the analytical work on the commission, but I also was the liaison to Congress.
All right. So basically we're talking about within 6 months to a year, we could lose as many as 200 million people here in the United States, certainly in the major cities, certainly the total confusion. Some people have even said we could lose up to 90% of the American population within 6 to 12 months after an EMP attack. Is that way out of bounds or not?
It was the estimate from the EMP Commission was 2/3 of the population, or 200 million people, in a year. And Chris Fairmont, who had been the chairman of the National Intelligence Council, probably one of the best chairmen of the National Intelligence Council. A lot of people credited him. He had been an advisor to President Reagan, and a lot of people credited him with being among a handful of people responsible for winning the Cold War in terms of advising Reagan. Fairmont actually criticized the commission for being too conservative. number of people that would die. And Aramark thought it was more likely that the casualties would be on the order of 90% of the American people. And he had good reasons for so arguing. Aramark might well be right that we underestimated the casualties.
Well, basically, to have the communist countries harden themselves so that they would not be as susceptible to the danger of an EMP attack as we would be?
That's right. Right now, the only two countries in the world which have protected their critical infrastructures are Russia and China. You know, because during the Cold War, they prepared themselves to try to survive and win a nuclear war. One came to pass by hardening their critical infrastructure.
And yet we are not hardened. And what are we talking about? How much would it actually cost us to repair our situation, repair our grid, so that if there were an EMP attack, that the whole system wouldn't go down?
Well, that's one of the frustrating things about it. There's really no excuse for the United States to be vulnerable to EMP. The commission estimated that to provide robust protection to the entire national electric grid, it would cost $2 billion, that's the B, $2 billion, you know, a one-time expenditure. And as I've noted before, you know, well, we spend that every year. Every year we spend $2 billion on foreign aid to Pakistan, and we spend about that much as well on foreign aid to Egypt. So if we just suspended foreign aid to Pakistan for 1 year and spent it instead on the American people, on protecting them from a natural or nuclear EMP catastrophe, you know, we could harden the grid. And there are lower cost things we could do, too, if we were not looking for robust protection, although I think we should be. But at minimum, what we should do is at least harden the big EHV transformers, which are critical to the operation of the grid, which service our major cities. There are 300 major metropolitan areas where most of our population lives. Now that wouldn't solve the whole problem by any means, but at least it would give us a fighting chance to save those 200 million Americans that would otherwise die if the grid goes down. That would only cost us $100 to $200 million with an M. So basically for a dollar a life, you know, by spending $200 million, we'd significantly increase the possibility of saving those 200 million Americans for the cost of a dollar a life. Another estimate put this perspective from the U.S. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. You know, they estimated that to protect the national electric grid, it could be done and the consequence of doing it would increase the average ratepayer's electric bill by 20 cents a year. So for an increase in the electric bill of 20 cents annually, you could also protect the electric grid. So it's a very, compared to what the government spends on other things, it's a trivial amount of money. So the problem is not the technology. We know how to protect the grid. And the problem is not the money. You know, it's not a lot of money. The problem is, as most things are in Washington, the problem is politics. You know, that the electric power industry doesn't want to do it. And actually, let me clarify that. If you talk to the engineers, the guys who are electricians, the people that actually work at grid, actually most of them would like to do it. Problem is, they don't make these policy decisions for the electric power industry. The policy decisions are made by the NERC, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, which is the lobby for the electric power industry in Washington. And it is comprised not mostly of engineers, but mostly of lawyers. And, and these lawyers see their job as to resist to the death any attempt to regulate the electric power industry or require the electric power industry to spend anything on any money on anything that the industry doesn't want to spend money on. And they have been basically the ones responsible for opposing the Grid Act, the Shield Act, and thwarting progress at the Washington level. However, we have made progress despite them. You know, recently in Maine, the state of Maine got tired of waiting for Washington to act, and a brave Democrat up there, you know, a state representative, Andrea Bowman, managed to pass a bill in the state of Maine that basically has put Maine on the pathway to becoming the first state in the United States to island itself against EMP. So its grid is going to be EMP protected.
And basically, from a logical point of view, it is totally illogical. And basically, of course, I've been at this for 50 years. After 50 years, I finally come to the conclusion that if something takes place, it just doesn't make sense. There has to be another explanation, and we won't get into that this evening. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the total destruction of the infrastructure of our nation. Would that certainly be would that be an overstatement, or would that be certainly a valid statement?
Absolutely valid statement, yes. Not only would it destroy the infrastructure of our nation, but it would destroy our civilization. I don't think that that's an overstatement. You can't lose two-thirds of your population, you know, and expect your civilization to survive.
And I would simply point out that within the last week, the Ayatollah, Ayatollah Khomeini has made a statement that America is going to be destroyed very, very soon, and as he's estimating this year. Now, that's a ridiculous statement. Why would any logical person make a statement like that? But then why would certainly we be prevented from doing what certainly would cost the average family about 20 cents, is that a month or a year?
A year.
20 cents a year to protect our country. It just doesn't make sense, ladies and gentlemen. And you need to really evaluate this and think about it. Now, do you have a website? Where can people go to get more information on this very real threat to America?
Well, I have two books that are available through Amazon.com or createspace.com. One of them is called Apocalypse Unknown, The Struggle to Protect America from an Electromagnetic Catastrophe. That is Apocalypse Unknown. The other one is called Electric Armageddon. And both of those, again, are available either through createspace.com or amazon.com. Another website that's good is Impact America. That is EMP, Impact America. They basically, they have a website, and they are a grassroots organization dedicated to trying to get the country protected from EMP. I used to be their president. And they have a lot of information on their website, including the reports you've been talking about. You can actually go and read those reports for yourself on the Impact America website. Another excellent website is run by Ambassador Henry Cooper, who had been during the Reagan administration the director of the Strategic Defense Initiative. And he is a great man. He, like Chris Ermars, is one of the Cold War heroes who was a very close advisor to Ronald Reagan and is considered one of those handful of people that managed to get us through the Cold War without it becoming a nuclear war and achieve victory over the Soviet Union. He has a website called High Frontier, Ambassador Henry Cooper's High Frontier website, and he is he's basically concerned with national missile defense, but he's focusing on the EMP threat to us, because in addition to the threats from Iran, as you know, just 2 weeks ago, North Korea has been threatening destroy us with nuclear missile strikes, and they actually have demonstrated a capability, despite what President Obama says. You know, they orbited a satellite back in December 2012, and they have conducted successful nuclear tests. Those two things combined historically have been treated as demonstrating that that nation could reach out and hit us with a nuclear strike. And in fact, they demonstrated a very interesting method of attacking us that was borrowed from the Russians. It's called a fractional orbital bombardment system, where you attack the United States from the south. You launch a warhead as if it's a satellite, but on a southern trajectory, not on a northern trajectory. You go around over the South Pole, come up from the south. The Soviets were planning to do that in the Cold War as a stealthy way of attacking the United States with nuclear weapons, because we don't have any early warning radars or missile interceptors facing south. We didn't in the Cold War, and we still don't today. We're blind and naked of defenses from the south. So you could get a surprise attack in it that way. And the North Koreans appear to have practiced exactly that kind of a nuclear attack with their satellite launch back in December 2012. The Iranians have also practiced. Now, you know, they're assessed as not having a nuclear weapon yet, the Iranians, although, as Reza has said, they may actually have nuclear weapons they got from the Russians. And the Iranians have launched three satellites demonstrating that same capability. And all of these satellites, I would add, orbited at an altitude of 500 kilometers. You know, if you had orbited one of those satellites over the center of the United States, at the perfect altitude for putting an EMP field down on all 48 contiguous United States. And Ambassador Cooper and I and Jim Woolsey, former director of CIA, in fact, we've just written an article that we're hoping to publish in the Washington Post. You know, we've all agreed that this is what the Iranians and the North Koreans are up to. You know, that they've, that these so-called satellite launches that they've been engaged in are actually practicing for a stealthy nuclear EMP attack against the United States.
In fact, Sydney, Ambassador Cooper puts out a report almost on a weekly basis. You can get that free of charge from High Frontier, and I certainly recommend it to you. And basically, the last one just came out a couple of days ago, was talking about this whole idea of launching a satellite over the South Pole. It would come up over the over the Gulf of Mexico there. We have no anti-ballistic missiles there. We have no ships there to defend America. We would be totally vulnerable. And ladies and gentlemen, you only have to have one bomb. This is certainly not imaginary. I mean, Congress had certainly repeatedly had commissions, and certainly our guest today was on those commissions for a number of years, certainly working at the highest levels, getting the information. The information is there, incidentally. We do carry the 2004 Congressional Commission report. Now, you can pull this down off the Internet. A lot of people just never get around to it. That's why we put it together, and you can get that through my ministry. The 2004 report, the Heritage Foundation, put out a little short 12-page report. If you don't want to read 100 pages, put out by two PhDs. What was the conclusion? Within 6 to 12 months after an EMP attack, as many as 90% of the American people would be dead. And the fact that you're not reading this in the Wall Street Journal, in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, and in so many of the conservative publications, it simply is a reflection, in my way of thinking, of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, would you want to take any questions in the few remaining minutes we have? Questions from our listeners?
Certainly. I'd be honored to receive questions.
All right. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you have a specific question for Dr. Peter Pry, but I think this is a very important issue, and this is why we keep coming back to it, because it is not being well covered. What sort of response do you get from the mainline media, ABC, CBS, NBC? You mentioned, of course, that there's been one, I think, National Geographic had done a program on it, but how are we going to reach the majority of the American people and let them realize that they and their families are in dire danger?
Even Fox News, that I, which is my favorite channel, and obviously it has a conservative orientation, but I've never even seen Fox News once mention the nuclear EMP threat, not once. And despite the fact that, you've got all these congressional commissions and official government studies that have to identify this as a real, clear, and present danger. So it's not like this is some wild, crazy idea. You know, our foremost scientists, intelligence experts, guys like Jim Woolsey, who's a Democrat but former CIA director, William Perry can't be accused of being a conservative. He headed up the Strategic Posture Commission. He was Bill Clinton's Secretary of Defense. His commission came to the same conclusion. So it's not like it's a partisan view, or it's not a radical view. It's a well-established scientific and strategic fact. And yet, even Fox News, and certainly not ABC, NBC, or MSNBC, or any of those other things, I've never seen them cover it once.
And we have to ask ourselves why. Well, let's go quickly to Tim calling us from upstate New York. Tim, do you have a question for our guest?
Yep, just turning my radio down.
Okay, go right ahead.
I was just wondering if you think the water would flow, the water systems would work.
Would the water system work?
No, the water systems would stop just like they do during a normal blackout. The water systems, especially for major urban areas, require a lot of electricity, both to pump the water so that there's pressure in the pipes so that you'll have running water, and to purify the water, a water purification plant purify your water so you've got drinking water, consume vast amounts of electricity. And then there's waste disposal. You know, the wastewater treatment plants also require vast amounts of electricity. And a particular concern is when the electricity is not going to these wastewater plants, a phenomenon that happens, and it even happens a lot of times during normal blackouts, is the wastewater will back up and contaminate rivers, streams, and lakes, so that areas where you thought you might be able to get pure drinking water from rivers, streams, and lakes, which are not all that pure these days, but they become massively polluted because of the release of polluted water from wastewater plants, which include hospital waste and industrial waste that have heavy metals in them.
Tim, we're in real trouble. Thanks very much for your call, and let's go to
Joe's calling us from
New Jersey. Joe, what's your question?
Hi, yes, Dr. Stan. I have a question for your guest regards to, I was on the website looking for...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do unto self, being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Dean calling from Washington. But, Dean, I'm afraid we're out of time. God bless the next time call earlier. But right now, certainly we had Joe calling from New Jersey, and Joe wanted to know, well, he had read in a new magazine that he could protect his car. First of all, if there was going to be an EMP attack, the first thing he'd do would be to take off the aerial. Then he would disconnect the battery, and he would ground the battery. And if he did all of these things before the EMP attack, why, of course, he'd be all right. But as I pointed out, how do you know the EMP attack is coming? Well, he said, if I did know the EMP attack was coming, I could do those things. Well, basically, you're not going to know when the attack comes. These are going to be a surprise attack. But what you can do is use Sterite tubes, steroid tubes. And so I suggest you get a copy of the talk of this tape, because, of course, you could really protect your car if you use steroid tubes on all your wiring, and it would be something worthwhile. The other thing is, of course, to park your car at a garage with an aluminum roof and cement walls, or park it underground. You could protect your car to some degree by doing those things, but we're dealing with a very real, not an imaginary threat. And then, of course, certainly I want to mention at this time that we have a four-CD set on the danger in the EMP attack. One of the interviews with Dr. Peter Prime. One is simply with Ambassador Cooper. One is with Mr. Michael Maloof, who 30 years with the Department of Defense and ended up as a senior analyst. He now writes for WorldNet Daily. And certainly one other talk. We think these are vitally important. We have a four-CD set. We have a DVD, an interview with Ambassador Henry Cooper. Actually, it's the talk he gave at our conference in October of last year. We carry Michael Maloof's book, A Nation Forsaken, A Nation Forsaken. And then, of course, we carry the 2004 Congressional Commission report. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. This is not imaginary threat. This is a very real threat, and I believe that there are powerful spirits or forces at work. They're blinding people. Basically, one time I spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C., and suddenly it was mentioned that Henry Waxman had tried to put forward legislation to correct the solution. Now, I will tell you that suddenly somebody once said, I've never met a man I didn't like, but then I always used to say, but he never met Henry Waxman. Henry Waxman was my opponent. I testified before his committee. He very rudely talked during the whole time. He did everything he could to block our effort to stop the AIDS epidemic. But even Henry Waxman recognized the very real threat to America. He led the effort, to his credit, to try to get through the GRID Act and try to protect America. He was effectively blocked. And so basically there was an organized effort to prevent America from being defended. Within the last week, Ayatollah Khamenei actually said America would be destroyed, and he talked about very soon, I think he said before this year is out. Certainly we know the North Koreans are talking about the same thing. And you say, what a ridiculous statement for North Korea to say that they're going to destroy the United States. A little tiny country can't even feed itself. And yeah, ladies and gentlemen, but they're a surrogate state for Communist China. And Communist China has given the technology and the wherewithal to build intercontinental ballistic missiles and put up a satellite. They have nuclear weapons, and you don't have to have sophisticated weapons. Everybody says you have nothing to worry about. They don't have sophisticated weapons. You don't need a sophisticated weapon. A very primitive weapon can send out the gamma rays and put up 300 miles above the center of America over Omaha, Nebraska. It would wipe out the entire grid. This is not imaginary. You need to get the information. You can go up on the Internet and pull it down, get the Heritage Foundation report, or if you get any of the products we have, just ask for a free copy of the Heritage Commission report on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to get this information. This is not imaginary. It's a very real threat, and we either are going to prepare and protect ourselves, or I fear this is going to destroy America. And certainly the wonderful nation we have known will simply become a remembrance of things past. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And during the last hour, we had Dr. Peter Pry on the line, and basically he was talking about how you could protect your car. And I thought he had said you use steroid tubes, and so my producer says, no, it's ferrite tubes. That's ferrite tubes. And basically, I'm going to ask our producer. We should have two numbers. I'd given him a number for this evening, a different number that she'd given me. So if he would just try both of the numbers, the one that I gave him, and then, of course, this other one, why, hopefully we can get Dr. Taze. And Dr. Taze is an amazing woman. She's actually has come from behind the Iron Curtain. She has a doctorate in dentistry. She has a doctorate in law. And she's a practicing dentist at this time, but she spends a great deal of time bringing lawsuits against the president of the United States because he's not certainly eligible to be the president. One of the restrictions, you have to be a natural-born American citizen. And, of course, President Obama is not a natural-born American citizen. Natural-born American citizen means that both your mother and your father have to be American citizens. And, of course, Obama's father, if we have been told the truth, was not an American citizen. He was a citizen of Kenya. And even there's a great deal of question about Obama being born in Kenya. And, of course, so Dr. Taze has been actually bringing lawsuits, filed lawsuits, and a number of different, certainly, states to try to get a judge who would actually hear the case and hear the extensive evidence that Dr. Tates has. And well, of course, she's been blocked at every turn. Now, it's an expensive proposition to bring these lawsuits, but she is on the front lines of this battle, trying to get the information out. And hopefully we're going to be able to have her with us this evening. She'd called me earlier and given me a different telephone number. So hopefully our producer is going to be able to reach her. And if we can't, well, it looks like we're not going to be able to get the answer at either of the telephone numbers. So we simply ask you to give us a call at 1-800-5-1-888-24-LIBERTY. Looks like we're going to do open lines. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We can talk about the threat of an EMP attack. We can talk about the Boston bombing. We can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We can talk about the fact that America is financially bankrupt. We can talk about the fact that America is morally bankrupt. We can talk about the fact that we have an invisible government. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government. But that invisible government has strong ties to the occult, which is, of course, the basis of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We have well over 50,000 copies of it out, pushing 60,000 copies now with the new, somewhere between 50 and 100,000 copies. But if you have a question or comment, something you'd like to talk about, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But certainly we've done a number of programs on the threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack. And certainly, statistically, why we should have another major solar flare of this time. They come every 100 years. The last one we had was well over almost 150 years ago. And so basically, we should have another one at this time. And if we do, why, of course, this would be just as devastating as a nuclear attack, a nuclear electromagnetic pulse attack. But the thing is, of course, if you had a solar flare, it would depend upon which way the Earth was pointed, and basically, if the United States was on the back of the Earth, we would not get the effect. If the United States was on the front of the Earth, we certainly would. Well, right now, I think we have somebody named Alec on the line. We'll be calling Alec from Santa Cruz and talking to him in just a moment. And if you're out there and the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call, the number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But I fear that America is in very real danger today, and hopefully, why, of course, we can get people awakened to the threat. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we've got the Well, let's go to Alex, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Hi, Alex. You have a question or comment?
Oh, hello. Yes. My question concerns the, well, I guess it's an implicit relationship between, shall we say, the triumvirate of the Order of Darkness and Israel and the impending EMP attack on our nation. I guess my question is, what is the connection?
Well, basically, of course, there's a lot of confusion about the relationship between the United States and Israel, and there are a lot of people who will tell you that the Zionists control the American government. And basically, they can make a very, very good case for that. They can talk about the Rothschild family, and they can talk about certainly a number of the key people with Jewish names in key positions in our government. But the truth of the matter is that basically what we're dealing with is not a racial issue. If we're dealing with a satanic world movement. And that satanic world movement is in total control of the invisible government of the United States. And we control Israel. In fact, what nobody's going to tell you is that Netanyahu, who is currently the prime minister over there, is actually a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he's no longer a member, but he does what he's told to do. And all this so-called conflict and their difference of opinion is simply all show business. Netanyahu and the people who are running Israel do exactly what they're told to do. Now, certainly from a purely logical point of view, why you would think that the people who control America, and this is what I call the invisible government, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, but I don't think that they want to destroy America at this time. They want to use our financial and military power to bring about a one-world government under their control. But there's another force.
But they have the same, do they share our DNA?
I beg your pardon?
Do they share our DNA?
Oh, sure. They have the same DNA. But there are other beings. This is what I was going to get to. There is a spiritual aspect of this, and there really are, of course, I believe, demonic beings in the world today who do not share our DNA. That, of course, are directing things from behind the scenes. And this is the concern nobody is addressing. But we're involved in a spiritual battle. And there really is an invisible world out there. We live in a visible world. There's an invisible world. We live in a tangible world. There's an intangible world. We live in a material world. There's a mystical world out there. And until you understand that, none of what's going on makes any sense. Does that answer your question? Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It looks like we're going to be doing certainly an open lines here. And basically, Alex was simply asking the relationship between the United States and Israel. And I was explaining to him that contrary to what most people think, Israel is simply under the total domination of the people who run our country. The people who run our country are not the people we elected. We elect a viable, visible government, but there is an invisible government. And behind that, there are powerful spiritual and demonic forces. So, Alec, anything else you wanted to ask?
How can you tell the difference between someone who has different DNA or is from, like, the invisible?
You're going to have to get the DNA and analyze it. I don't know anybody's ever done that.
Are there physical characteristics?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think that looks just like you and I do. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, God bless, and thanks very much for calling.
Can I bear fertile young?
Beg pardon?
Can they bear fertile young if they cross?
Well, certainly if you have read anything about the Nephilim, yes, they can actually bear. And basically, these are the sort of things that have been going on for a long time. But if you read the Bible, you'll learn a lot more about the supernatural. And there is a supernatural. And if you really believe the Bible, as I do, you recognize that behind everything going on are these powerful spiritual forces. And yes, there are Nephilim here. Certainly before the Great Flood, and they're Nephilim at the present time, I really believe. Hey, I got to run.
Netanyahu,
I got a full board.
Could Netanyahu be one of them?
What's that?
Could Netanyahu be one of them?
Could who what?
Netanyahu. Could he be one of them?
I don't know. I really don't know whether he's a political opportunist. I don't think he is, but I don't know. Anyway, thanks for calling. Let's go to Dean calling from Spokane. Hi, Dean. Do you have a question or comment?
I do have a question. I wonder, there's a whole theory, you know, like, what are they spraying up there? It's aluminum, it's beryllium. I wonder how that would affect EMP attack.
I don't think it would affect it that much. I really don't. And Sydney, but I do believe, of course, that they, if you go up in the internet and simply type in jet fuel aluminum, you'll find out there's aluminum in the jet fuel, which nobody will tell you that. But it's very obvious. Just go to Google and type in jet fuel aluminum, and you'll find out that there are aluminum particles in the jet fuel. And that, at least, we talk about contrails and chemtrails. Of course, most of what we're seeing is chemtrails today. Now, there's other spraying that's going on by satellite. There are teams of planes or flights of planes that actually work for Evergreen. And, of course, that is a CIA airline, and basically they have cargo planes and they do active spraying from there. So we are being contaminated on all sides, and basically that is, of course, why of course, so much high aluminum levels in our soil, aluminum in our food, aluminum in whales, the increase of 2,000% of aluminum in the blubber of whales. And basically the aluminum has an effect on your intelligence, has an effect on your reproductive capacity, and it's carcinogenic. And basically, they're poisoning the water, the food, the vaccines, sitting in the air. And this is one reason why the incidence of cancer is climbing so rapidly, that and the fact they're actively suppressing effective treatments for cancer. Anything else?
I'd like to agree with you, because when I got onto some clean water and fresh air and I started feeling better. My health improved. It was markedly improved. And the other thing that I would like to say is that an EMP doesn't stop at our border. It goes to Canada. It certainly goes to Mexico City. And if we don't, I'm thinking about tonight's guest earlier, previous hour. And I'm thinking that when it was suggested that we don't have at the South Pole any kind of protection from missiles coming from the South Pole, am I right about that?
Basically, what happens if North Korea were to launch a missile and, of course, to put it up and put a satellite into the stratosphere, and that would go over the South Pole. It would come up on our side of the world and it would approach America from the south, and they can do that. They know how to do it, and I think this is one of the things they're planning. This is what Ambassador Cooper has said. We have no protection for a missile coming in, certainly over the Gulf of Mexico, and it would come over the South Pole, go over the Gulf of Mexico, and, of course, would destroy the infrastructure of America. That's the background, okay?
Okay, because I think that that America's military is basically everywhere. I wonder where our nuclear subs are, if we can be anywhere in the world. We're not in the South Pole, so what? We can pretty much launch anything from a nuclear sub that would be protected by EMP underneath that much water. And,
wait a minute. A nuclear sub is not equipped to take down a satellite.
Well, I understand that, and you're correct. But it can also launch, and it's not affected by something that happens up on the ground level.
Well, but so what's the point? I mean, basically, so the nuclear sub can launch and we could wipe out Korea, but America would be destroyed. So
correct.
What do we have gained?
It's the same thing as back in the 50s. It's mutually assured destruction. It's madness.
You're absolutely right, but what happens when you're dealing with mad people?
Well, you know what? What you've got is,
well, you see, maybe this is how God is going to bring his judgment on America. I don't know. But I think we're living in very dangerous times, Dean. I appreciate so much your calling. And let's quickly go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. Did you get that about the ferrite tubes? And Joe, there's sound coming over your telephone. Can you stop that?
Is that better now?
Please, please don't do that. It's very irritating. We have to cut you off. So go ahead. What's your point?
Okay. Yeah, just to finish up. For my
conversation towards the end of the other program. So anyway, what you would do is, as I was explaining, you would remove your antenna. You'd have a rod driven into the ground, and you would attach a battery booster cable from your bumper to that rod. So if and when this thing strikes, it would take all that energy and drive it into the ground. That's number one. Number two, the other suggestion was that if the driveway where your car is parked, let's say, and you keep that wet, that's all you would need to protect your car.
Okay, fine. Well, I suggest that you take the antenna off, you drive it to the ground, put the connector on there from the bumper, and you're going to have to leave it there because you never know when the attack is coming. Anything else you want to say?
Well, let's say you park the car for the night. You know, you park the car for the night. And also, the car is being driven.
Joe, that's not going to do any good if the attack comes in the morning. I think that's a lot of foolishness. I hate to say that, but I think it's a lot of foolishness. What we need to do is prevent an EMP attack. Not so to get everybody to take the antenna off their car and then actually drive it into the ground and connect our bumper to it. I think that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Thanks very much. Well, let's go to Bill, who's calling us from Tri-Cities, Washington. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Good. I was wondering about basically in these articles on the Internet, and many people are stating that due to this so-called lockdown incidents that occurred in Boston, that some kind of they call it crossing the Rubicon. Basically, this is the first time, it's what is being claimed in the articles, that a major city has ever been completely shut down. And I'm just kind of wondering about the veracity of what exactly occurred following the major incident. I mean, there's lots of photos. Just as you were saying the other night, how you thought that perhaps some of the wheelchair photos were being doctored.
Well, basically, if you could simply go up on the Internet and type in your search engine, Boston Bomber Bilateral Amputee, you'll get a picture of this fellow who is a bilateral amputee, and he's sitting in a wheelchair. Now, he's lost both legs. He's in profound shock. And yet, of course, if you look at him, he looks a little depressed, but you would never take somebody with a bilateral amputation and put him into a wheelchair with a tourniquet on the one leg. They just wouldn't do that. And there's no tourniquet on the other leg, and it's all, you can see it all blown off. But if you look at the stump, and you can see this, and look at it, it's a well-healed below-the-knee stump. It's even a little narrower down a ways. There's no tear of the flesh. There's no blood on that stump. It's a well-healed BK amputation stump that's been there for many years, and somebody's glued a piece of bone on the bottom of it. How they attach it, I have no idea, but it's not a tibium. It's not the way a tibia looks, and it's nicely rounded off at the bottom. It's covered with blood. There's not one bit of flesh on it, and it's a staged picture. So why did they send that out across America? It is not what happened at all. Somebody is playing games with our minds. I don't know who did it, why they did it, but go up. Would you do that for me? Would you actually go up and simply type in Boston bombing bilateral amputation, look at the pictures, and you'll see that this is a staged picture. That is a well-healed BK stump, not one tear in it, not one bit of fat, not one bit of tissue, and there's not a bit of tissue on this piece of bone sticking out there. It's the most ridiculous thing I ever saw. Having practiced orthopedics for the better part of 50 years, or 40 years, 45 years, this is all staged. Why? No, I don't know. A lot of people may have died. Everything may be exactly as we've been told, but I don't think so. This is being staged to justify ever more power over our lives, to justify martial law, to justify this whole idea we're going to have to give the government more power. We've got to suspend the Constitution. We can't certainly have this young man accused of being a terrorist treated certainly according to our laws. He's got to be treated differently. If you are accused of terror, you no longer will have constitutional rights. We're in real trouble. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll be back in just a moment here. Bill, go right ahead.
Well, yeah, and then okay, so in a lot of like the major wire service type of stories or ones where it was a more like CBS or ABC, it had this picture, this wheelchair man. Okay, but it was cropped, the part that you're talking about where it's the bone and all of this, you know, thing hanging off, but it's really looks, you know, kind of weird.
Well, basically, there are a number of pictures out there. And if you can get the right pictures, you'll be able to see this is a well-healed, very old, below-the-knee amputation. And basically, go down Google and pull up all the pictures and copy them. I figure they're going to pull them off the Internet before long. They can't let you know. This was all staged. They knew what was going to happen beforehand. They were practicing for a drill. They had their bombs sniffing dogs. They had all sorts of policemen there. I mean, far more police than ever before. They had people planted on the tops of the buildings. And why did they lie about it? Why did they deny? First of all, they went on loudspeakers and said, don't be concerned, this is a drill. And then when people asked the police, they said there was no drill. There was no... So why would they lie? I think almost everything we've seen is a lie. I just don't know what the truth is.
They didn't drive to the person with the ambulance either. They wheeled him in the wheelchair, and then they wheeled him for a very long distance in a wheelchair when supposedly his leg was gone.
But basically, he would be in profound shock. You blow off both legs. I mean, basically, you bleed out. But that is not an amputated leg on the left side. That's an old amputation. That's a well-healed BK amputation there, and you can look at it very carefully. And if somebody points out what you're looking at, it becomes so obvious. Otherwise, you're going to believe what you've been told. Oh, look at that. They blew off the leg, and there's a piece of bone just sticking out there. That bone is obviously glued onto the leg. How it's held on, I don't know. But it's not a tibia. I mentioned I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I've seen a lot of tibias. I've operated on hundreds and hundreds of legs and hundreds of amputations. And that shoulder is totally phony.
Yeah, and then the other thing is how in the world could they have somebody who looks like they're having, their leg blown off and they don't have an excruciating look on their face. The person almost has like a half smile. I mean, it's not really a smile, but it's kind of like a bemused look. It's not like a look of somebody in agonizing death, you know.
And you're absolutely right. But remember, basically, when you have both your legs thrown off, you're in shock. And they do not put you in a wheelchair. They keep you laying flat until they can get you to the hospital for care. Okay? But it should be so obvious, but it's not obvious to most people. They see this fellow. They see what looks like amputated legs. They see what looks like bone. And they find it so hard to believe this is all staged. But most of what we see and hear is staged, and ultimately then what we believe is what we're told what to believe.
Well, do people really care, or is it just that they feel that by coming out with this information that so many other people believe the control of the national media that they are not going to bother contradicting?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have right on the line Bill from Tri-Cities, Washington. We're talking about the picture you saw on the screen of the man who had both legs blown off. And it's a really heartrending picture. Here's this fellow sitting in a wheelchair. He's had both of his legs blown off. And he doesn't look terribly uncomfortable. He looks a little bit depressed. And is it, yeah, if you look at the stump there, and there's this bone sticking out from the end of the stump. And basically, of course, but there's no tears of the flesh there. There's no flesh on the bone, just this piece of bone strapped there to the end of the stump. And just me, having been an orthopedic surgeon for many years, I will tell you, that is a well-healed below-knee stump. It's even a little bit narrower. You can see where it's a little narrower. And that, of course, where he's been wearing his prosthesis. And this whole thing is staged, ladies and gentlemen. If you have somebody with both legs blown off, you do not put them into a wheelchair and roll them around. You keep them flat. You keep pressure on the wounds. But, of course, the bone that's there is not a tibia. I don't know what bone it is, but it's certainly not a tibia. It's nicely round at the end. It has a little bit of blood on it. Then you can see some blood certainly on the other leg. If you honestly believe that they're going to take them, first of all, where do they get the wheelchair? Secondly, we honestly think they're going to take this man who's basically almost mortally wounded and put him into a wheelchair and start wheeling him around? Does that make any sense to you? Stop and think about what it. They're playing games with your mind, ladies and gentlemen. They're playing games with your mind. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or you have a comment. But, Bill, go right ahead.
Well, and then I read some quotes when this thing first happened, and it was like, oh, there were legs. I mean, the thing is they're saying there's these legs everywhere and all this stuff, and I mean, the thing is, when somebody quotes, they could add as many legs as they possibly want because the editor could be doing that. Or, the thing is that if you look at the photos, there's not a bunch of arms and legs laying around everywhere.
But they tell you that there is, and because they tell you, you tend to believe it. We don't know what happened, certainly. All I know is that this one instant, they're lying to us. Maybe these young men were really involved, just exactly as we've been told. Maybe they were patsies. Maybe they were paid to do this. We don't know. But I will tell you that everything will be done to keep us from learning the truth. It took me 2 years. I'm a pretty slow loader. It took me 2 years to realize that what happened at the Twin Towers was a controlled demolition that killed 3,000 people because they wanted to get into a war with Afghanistan. After all, we were attacked by 15 Saudi citizens. There were 19 hijackers. 50 of them came from Saudi Arabia. And basically, they were financed by Saudi Arabia. And basically, 15 of them, so were attacked by 15 Saudi Arabians. And so we go to war with Afghanistan. And the most incredible thing, if you go up on the Internet and type in six of the 19 hijackers living and well, you'll find that six of the hijackers are living and well. How could those six hijackers who got killed that day come back to life? I mean, I just don't understand that. Well, of course, they couldn't. They've been lying to us at every turn. But go right ahead.
Yeah, and, they had the 19 photos of all of them only an hour after it happened, and then they can make everybody excited, and here's the other thing, is that when these things happen, it makes it so the entire nation sees it at once. But people don't realize, well, that's not going on in my specific area, but they want to have this control of everyone. Before they had this national communication system, people would only be paying attention to what was going on in their community, but they have manipulated it so they can get everybody on the same page at once, and that's how they're drilling everybody.
And basically, the whole thing is we've got to have more power for the government to protect us from the bad guys. And, of course, the Muslims, they all want to destroy us, and the Muslims have to be hated. And we're going to go to war with the Muslim world, and we're going to kill millions of them before this is over. That's the tragedy, and most people can't see it. I'm going to have to let you go. God bless you, Bill. Thanks very much for calling, and let's go to Paul calling from Galveston, Texas. Hi, Paul. Do you have a question or comment?
A comment, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead.
You had a caller.
Go right ahead.
Oh, you had a caller earlier who was, thinking that the Jews, are in control of everything. And I've, researched this a lot. And if you take the Jewish names and name all of them off, it's only a real small number. That is like somebody listening over in the Middle East and naming off all of our leaders. It doesn't represent us.
Well, basically, have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
Yes, well, I have.
Beg pardon?
Yes, I have.
Okay, but then you realize, of course, that this is all a cover. Sure, there's Jews involved, but there are people in the Vatican who are involved, and people in the Jesuit order, and people who are Masons. We'll be right back.
God bless America.
call, you go right ahead.
Just because they have Jewish names does not necessarily mean that they're Jewish.
And basically, some of the worst guys, so they do not have Jewish names, and yet they are Jewish, like Senator Kerry, who's
right.
Jewish. But his name is Kerry. But the thing is, it has nothing to do with the fact that he's Jewish. It has to do with the fact he's a very evil and wicked person. He's also a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. But go right ahead.
But, some of the people are not really Jews. They just use Jewish names to, get in the inner circle. And the Bible refers to this, the Bible says that they say they are Jews, but they are not. They are of the synagogue of Satan.
I think that is so true. They are the synagogue of Satan. And basically, there is this world satanic movement, which nobody wants to talk about, but it's very real. And basically, it has tentacles into every aspect of our society. You're absolutely right.
Well, I just had to call, because that caller called in thinking, that the Jews are doing everything, and it's not. It depends on which part of the world, that you're in and who they're pointing the finger at. It's a hate game.
But basically, it's a diversion. And basically,
right.
you can take a good person and you can show them all this evidence, and many times they'll actually come to believe the lie that it's all the Jews. And
right.
What we have to do is get them to understand what it's about. And some people want to say it's all the Masons. Some people want to say it's all the Jesuits. Some people want to say it's all the Jews. Some people want to say it's certainly all the we can name any one of them, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Royal Institute, the Club of Rome. There are a myriad of organizations out there, and it's basically they're all involved, or people in all of them, and they do this to get you confused so you can't see the overall picture of the satanic conspiracy. That's what it's really about.
Well, Dr. Stan, the Bible also refers to that they will believe a lie and they will not believe the truth.
And I think you're absolutely right. And basically, we need to have more people spending more time reading the Bible to understand what's going on today, because this is a spiritual battle, a battle of good against evil. And the Bible will really elucidate this. And if we read the Bible, it's all there.
That's it.
Okay, well, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
The last thing I have to say, Dr. Sam, before I go, is I had called you last week when the West Texas ammonium nitrate plant blew up.
Right.
And of course, they evacuated, most of the people. So
hold that thought. And of course, we have Paul calling us from Galveston, Texas. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Paul was saying certainly that this is a acknowledges that we're involved in a spiritual battle. Somebody had called in earlier. I wanted to say the Jews were behind this, and he certainly acknowledges that this is not a Jewish conspiracy, but there's some people who say they're Jews who are not. This is a spiritual battle, and certainly we're involved in that eternal battle between good and evil. Paul was then wrapping up his notes and his remarks by saying he'd call last week about the bombing there in Galveston. I should not necessarily
no,
bombing, but the explosion. Go ahead.
Yes. Let me ask you, are you getting any coverage on that at all in California?
Well, not very much. We know that there was a terrible explosion, some people died, but we really don't know. We hear all sorts of strange and crazy theories about this. What is your take on what happened there?
Well, my take on it is my local news, covers it a little bit. But when I listen to national news, everything is on Boston, about this. Whereas our local news is covering that, The ATF and all is covering this, trying to figure out, why this happened. And then also, the main thing they cover is that if you have over 400 pounds of ammonium nitrate, you're supposed to report it to the Homeland Security. And they didn't do it, so they're in big trouble over this.
Okay.
They had like 500-something, tons of it.
Well, I think that it's a terrible tragedy. I suspect there's no conspiracy there, but, you keep us posted, will you?
All righty. Thanks,
God bless. Hey, thanks very much for calling, and let's go to Dean is calling from Spokane, Washington. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We got two lines open, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Hi, Dean. How are we doing?
Doing pretty good, man. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'm curiously interested. I have a thing about television, and I think that I'll make a statement. I think that some people should have television and pay attention to it. And I think that the majority of people should get it out of their house. And if they actually understood what was going on, they would throw it in the trash and never operate one again.
Well, I think that basically it's a great idea, but people are not going to do that. I will tell you, you know, my wife and
the
and
reason
I,
they're not going to do that is because, have you ever watched someone watching television?
Right, and they basically, they're enthralled with it. Basically, Dean, when suddenly I lost my first wife, I remarried, and basically I was a little depressed, so we moved to South Africa. And this was in 1974, and when we got to South Africa,
I love the story. Thanks, man. Go ahead.
And basically, why South Africa was like it was 50 years ago in America, but, you know, it was just a completely different country. You'd spend a lot of time talking to people. You went over to visit people, and you sit around, and you'd talk. And it was a wonderful, wonderful country. And when we were there, television came in. And when television came to South Africa, it totally changed the society. You went over to see people, to visit them, and they'd turn on the television set, and you'd sit and watch television. And they began to bring in all of these television programs that were designed to change people's attitude towards race and society. And television changed that country so that a year and a half later, when, of course, in 1977, we had to make a decision whether they're going to stay there or not. I was glad to come back to America because television had destroyed South Africa. I saw it, I witnessed it, and it's doing the same thing here. You're absolutely right. Television is a terrible, evil thing. I mean, it can be very useful if it's used for a Christian. Sure. And basically, there are a lot of wonderful Christian, inspiring Christian videos out there. The thing is that you're not going to get even, most people are not even going to know about them. So as with anything, it's a weapon for good or evil. Unfortunately, it's primarily being used for evil. We need to use it for good.
And thank you, sir, because I would like to suggest that the average person invites into their home, they're not able to change the channel fast enough to not see demonic images from the pit of hell timed with music. By the time they change the channel, they've already seen it, and there's a whole theory out there that everything that you see on television is indelibly imprinted on your mind. You never forget it. Even if you can't remember it.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I think that television is being used for evil in America today. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Thank you for taking my call.
God bless. Okay, that was Dean calling. Let's go to Bruce calling from Durham, Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And Dean is basically talking about the evils of television. And television is evil. And it is being used for evil purposes. Now, it can be used for good, and certainly it can be inspiring. It can tell you wonderful things, but unless you know who is producing the programs you're watching, unless you know what their motivation is, why you can't tell. But I will tell you that there's some wonderful new new groups coming out today, wonderful new movies being put together by Christian groups that will touch your heart and certainly will hopefully move you close into a personal relationship with our Lord. But unfortunately, of course, there are wicked and evil people out there as well. And so you have to be very, very selective. And I think that certainly our call is correct. Lots of times you can't change that channel rapidly enough so that you don't see these demonic images. And those images are permanently implanted in your mind. Well, let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Durham, Michigan. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open line, so give us a call. And hi, Bruce, how are we doing?
Okay, I have a question and a comment, if you got time.
Sure, go ahead.
It's a question on TV, which is unusual. There's been a couple guys talking about TV and reading. I read a lot and listen more than I watch TV, but exactly a week ago, I couldn't sleep very well and turned on the local CBS station. It's over here 15 miles away, and they had a naked guy. Who is that guy? He's there in Boston. They had him on the ground. The police were pointing a gun at him. And then later they showed him, they had him covered up his private part, but he was naked. I heard Alex Jones just briefly mention him, I think it was Tuesday. But who was that guy that they arrested last Thursday in Boston about, I don't know, 2 a.m. or so?
Yeah, well, we don't know. Basically, of course, the aunt of Tamerlan says that's Tamerlan, basically. And that is the older brother, and of course the government denies that. Basically, the whole story of everything that took place is so confusing. We're told, of course, that there was a shootout, and I saw in 60 Minutes, certainly on last Sunday, the X-ray or the infrared images there. Supposedly, these two fellows with two pistols that fired over 200 shots at the police. Do you really believe that? And then, of course, the Tamerlan, of course, walks out from behind the car, takes his pistol, walks towards the police, shooting at them. Now, that sounds good. You know, that looks good on a television. That's not what you do in real life. I saw the pictures there, and basically you see these two fellas in the headlights of a car. And they're in front of the headlights, and certainly then at the other end of the street of the police. Why would these two guys be standing there with the headlights on them so anybody could see them and shoot them? Doesn't make sense. I do not believe that this fellow, the story we got, he came out from behind the car, he's walking towards the police, he's firing at them, he stops to reload and somebody runs over and tackles him. He's got 20 bullets in him. He's got 20 bullets in him, and supposedly he's walking towards the police and then standing there and reloading and they have to tackle him. Nothing we've been told is true. I don't know what happened.
That's the trouble with TV. They throw stuff at you and then never explain it. I thought maybe somebody within a week would have explained who the naked guy was.
Well, the naked guy, the family says the naked guy was Tamerlan, but since he was already dead with 20 bullets in him and had been run over by his brother, how could that be? They're lying to us. What they're doing is feeding us all sorts of information to confuse us. And basically, then they're going to get the story together, and then we will believe what they tell us because they control the media. That's why you need alternative media like this. That's why you need to understand the media is controlled, and you need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, 30-year study of control of the media. 6 major corporations control 90 to 95% of all the media in the United States and largely determine what the American people think. And I don't know who the naked guy was, but his aunt says that was Tamerlan.
They sure are nauseating. The guy before, talking about Texas, they don't have that much news about what happened in Texas because they can't use it. What happened in Boston, they can use to promote some agenda, but if it was just an accident down in Texas, they can't promote any agenda with that. Unless it's a really slow news day, then they'll try to promote something.
I think you're absolutely right. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there and you have a question, I'd like to get it in before the end of the program. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Bruce, you're absolutely right. This whole thing about the naked guy is so confusing. But the aunt says that's him, but how could that be him when he's already had 20 bullets in him? And of course, he'd been. So they had also had supposedly been run over by his brother. How could that be this guy is walking? Because supposedly he was literally almost dead. And by the time they got him to hospital, he was dead. So how could this guy be walking along there looking perfectly normal other than the fact he doesn't have any clothes on?
Doesn't anybody care?
What's that?
Doesn't anybody pay attention to what they
don't, because Bruce, they give us so much information. information overload and so many contradictory things, and your mind cannot process them. Basically, yeah. We were told, first of all, that there was a drill that morning. There were bomb-sniffing dogs at the beginning, at the end of the race. There were all sorts of police there. There were people up on the roof. They were going on to the loudspeakers and using certain speakers and saying, do not be concerned. This is a drill. This is a drill. There's nothing to worry about. And then, of course, the Boston police said there was no drill that morning. So, well, who are you going to believe? They're intentionally playing games with your mind.
Yeah,
when you understand that, it all makes sense.
I definitely don't believe the main network, that's for sure. Right, I had a question. I was listening to a radio talk show host tonight, Mark Levin. I don't know if you've heard him. He's really down on Obamacare, and I am too. But he was just foaming at the mouth about this private meeting they're having, you know, the senators and congressmen. They want to be exempted from the Obamacare. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's just,
we
have a two-tiered society. We have the elite, the bureaucrats, the politicians, and then we have us common people. That's the way it was in any one of the monarchies or dictatorships in the past. You always have different classes of people. And you're absolutely right. The Congress and the congressional aides don't want to be under Obamacare because they want to be able to get good health care.
The rest of us are schmucks. You know, we got to stay under the steamroller while the rest of them get exempted from.
Okay.
I'll let you go. Thanks a lot.
God bless. Thanks very much. Well, let's go to William, who's calling us from Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And hi, William, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have a comment. I believe that explosion down in Texas was an actual, there was a fire going there, but afterwards there's some pretty good film on that on the internet that shows, to me, I've been in the service and I was on ship when they first put the ASRocs on there. It appeared to me that and it sounded like an engine missile to me, that it was hit with a missile, an ASRock of some type, probably shot from a helicopter or something, and it was probably laser tagged in because of the accuracy. But I don't know if you've ever been to a 4th of July firework. You see the flash first, and then you hear the sound. But in this particular footage that's on the internet, you can see a 2,000-gallon tank to the right, and the dirt scene is not facing the fire. There's no way the fire that was there could have caused that tank to lose its integrity, which further leads me to believe that that was an actual missile attack on that tank to cause it to blow up like that, and I think it blew up more than what an ASRock would do because it was full of at least 200,000 gallons of some type of chemical. That's my comment.
Well, William, I don't know. I've seen some of the pictures that suggest a missile attack. Everything is so confusing. We're being besieged with all sorts of information. You could be correct. I just can't comment on it. I appreciate your thoughts, though, and we're just going to have to wait and see. We probably will never know what's going on. But I will tell you, there's a lot of disinformation, a lot of great information on the internet. We have to learn who we can trust, and certainly some people are working for the government, putting up things that are phony as a $3 bill. But at least we have the opportunity to see both sides.
That's a pretty hard thing to fake. If you bring up helicopter missile shots from the internet, and you compare the sounds, they're very, very distinct. Very distinct situation. When you hear an ASRock go by you, it's a big flash, and then you hear a zzz, and then you the explosion, and then you hear the explosion concussion hit you after the flash. And it's just too distinct for me to get it out of my head.
But William, could they have dubbed that out of the film? They can do whatever they want to. I basically, night after night, I see some fellow laying on a couch, and there's an elephant sitting on him. And I don't
know. That's a hard thing to dub.
Well, I realize, but it's amazing how talented they are. And you may be entirely correct. We just don't know, but I wish we had somebody there who could tell us the truth, but the chances are that we will ever really know is pretty slim.
If they went to the package properly, they could probably find engine parts and stuff.
Right.
I'm sure they'll tell you they're looking for that stuff.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. You keep us posted if you come up with anything, will you, William?
Right.
Okay, God bless. That was William calling. William thinks this was some sort of an attack there in Texas, and who knows, ladies and gentlemen? We don't know what's going on. We do know that they're giving us a lot of faulty information on just about everything. And they can control our reality because they control television. And they can then control what we hear, what we read, what we see. If you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you need to get it. We carry that. That's The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. It's available from Radio Liberty. As are so many other things. There is a degree of control over the media, and they largely control what the American people think. We'll be back here in just a moment. Give us a call, and we'll be back in 831-4.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean, fight with hope. God bless America, my heart beats for. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, dude. Don't be late.
No.
White with gold. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
God bless America, land that I love. Behind her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains
to the prairie, to the ocean. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to have you as a member. And basically, you do that simply by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. You get our monthly newsletter. You get our four best tapes or CDs in the month. And basically, you'll be well-informed about what's going on. And basically, then, of course, if you are not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, you may want to subscribe to our newsletter, or you may want to get the various products we offer, the books and the DVDs and the videos and the CDs and the tape sets, or the health products. We've got excellent health products. We have spices, a little spice of your food and make eating much more exciting. We have the Perky water filters. We have the Miracle 2 soap products, which we wouldn't be without. In fact, everything we offer, we use ourselves. And so if you'd like to get them, they'll help us, but they'll be good for you as well. Well, certainly we talked on the first hour about the threat of an EMP attack, and this is a very real threat. We're talking about if this should happen, and I personally think there's an excellent chance it's going to happen, because I believe that because everything that's going on today doesn't make sense, and I really believe God is going to bring his judgment on this country sooner or later. I don't know when it's coming, but I would think it may very well be sooner. Certainly the leaders of both Iraq, pardon me, of both Iran, and certainly North Korea have said that America is going to be destroyed. They both said America is going to be destroyed. How could they possibly destroy America? Simply one EMP bomb over the center part of America would wipe out our electronic structure, and within 6 to 12 months, as many as 200 million or 90% of the American population could be dead. Basically, as many as 200 million or 90% of the American population could be dead within 6 to 12 months after an EMP attack. And if this is a threat, and if the people in Washington, D.C. are really concerned, and if they had 100%, every Republican and every Democrat voted to do something to protect America, and nothing's been done, you have to say it just doesn't make sense. Unless, of course, there are powerful spirits or forces at work that are leaving America open, and what can you do? Well, you better start making preparations to protect yourself and your family. Of course, it's important that you basically, certainly have a personal relationship with our Lord, but you need food and water. You certainly need to certainly make sure that you're in a secure location. And you have to understand there'll be a total breakdown of the structure of society. So our plea with you is to find out what's going on. And basically, this is why we recommend our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. The DVD which we offer, done by Ambassador Henry Cooper, it's an hour and a half talk, the threat of an EMP attack. And then, of course, the book, A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof, who was actually 30 years in the Defense Department. When he retired, he was the senior analyst and reported directly to the Undersecretary of Defense. And then, of course, we have the 2004 Congressional Commission report. They'll all tell you the same thing. America is in grave danger, and nobody even talks about it. Why would the major media black this out? Why aren't the people who control the Brotherhood of Darkness doing everything they can to preserve their political base, which, of course, logically they would do, so they could continue using the financial and military power of the United States to consolidate their power in the world? None of this makes sense. And if it doesn't make sense, there's got to be another explanation. And is God going to use this to bring his judgment on America? I don't know. I'm simply putting this forward as a thought, but our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can get the program I did this evening with Dr. Peter Pry, who basically was one of the senior executives on this committee, reporting directly to Senator Graham. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Get the 4-CD set, get the DVD, get the information out, copy it, and get it in the hands of others. We're in real danger today. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. And please, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. And cry from above.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 25th of April, 2013. It is Thursday. Can you believe almost 4 months of the year have gone by? I hope you've been improving your life, doing the next right and honorable thing every single day and feeling better about yourself every single day. It's all about the truth here at the Power Hour, as much as we can find of it. I wish I had some, you know, total truth detector that I could use, but we don't. So what we do is the very best we can with the facts we have and the people we have here at the Power Hour. And then we hope that everybody continues to learn about taking care of themselves and their family. That's what it's all about. And the spiritual aspect. You don't do that, you got nothing. Well, that's my opinion. I can only speak for myself. And I do speak for myself here at the Power Hour. A lot of opinions are given on the Power Hour. Many of them incredibly valid, many of them extending our scope that we never thought about or perhaps should have thought about 40 years ago to understand what's going on today.